I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. He's an NFL legend wearing a dope Terps hat this morning.
Woo!
Brian Mitchell. What up, B?
I'm good, brother. What's happening? This Terp hat gave me some luck.
Played well yesterday?
Let me just say, I was two down after two holes. And then I won the next six. So I was up 5-3-3.
On who, Leon?
Yeah.
Just beating the brakes off him.
Yeah, then he had emergency he had to leave for. I just let him off the bet yesterday.
Well, if you got an emergency and he can't press his way out of the hole.
You can't press your way out of that. You're down 5-3-3. You already dorm me.
Aloha, dude.
On three of them.
You got to go aloha in that situation.
You got to go aloha nothing. Aloha hand.
You got to take the aloha if he offers.
No,
double,
I don't.
Double or nothing, everything.
No, I don't play them games. You can't get skull drug and then just going to get jumped out of it with a lucky hole. Nah, I ain't letting that happen.
You can't turn down an aloha, B.
Hey, I probably wouldn't have. You know why?
Because
I was working, baby.
He might not have.
Hey, when I can't miss the short grass, you could go aloha, you could go francais, you could do whatever you want to do. You could go wee wee. I don't care. Let's go for it.
All right. A lot of people have wanted to know when we get to hear from various people. So here's the schedule, folks. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are going to talk at 3:45 today.
All right.
We're going to be in the media tent in Ashburn. Practice is at 4:15. I don't know. I think we're now back to normal practice times where we don't get to watch. Like, I think we're going to watch stretching and individuals, and then they're going to kick us out. Like, this is no longer training.
You don't have to think. That's what you know. This is regular season now. You don't get a chance to do it because as much as they didn't mind you giving them a lot of promotional aspects of it, now you know it's somebody that's going to be gung-ho in the media that would show the wrong thing. They ain't letting it happen.
Now, we thought we were going to talk to Terry McLaurin today. Seems like that may be moving. So stay tuned. That I don't think people realize when you are working in pro football, when you are a media member working in pro football, life is TBD, baby. Things change.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, one thing, like, I've learned this over the years working with pro athletes. The reality is if, like, I used to, whenever I thought I had an interview locked in, I wouldn't tell my bosses about the interview until it was done.
Okay.
Because it's like, you never know what's going to happen, man. I remember at various times for various players having to wait around hours. So we're going to talk to Terry when we talk to Terry. Maybe that'll be this afternoon. Maybe it won't.
Maybe not.
I do expect him to be a full participant in practice.
Yeah.
We did get some details on the Terry McLaurin contract.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of folks were kind of waiting on it.
Why?
The terms come in what I expected. And I think people that were reacting to the initial offer were overreacting. Rappaport had him this morning. The actual extension averages out to $29 million a year. If you listen to our program, we told you it wasn't going to get to 30. The fully guaranteed money at signing is $44 million, mm-hmm. which jumps to $50 million in April of 2027. So if you start to look at these things, like as the contract got later, I told you there'd be less guaranteed money, mm-hmm. and we're arriving at that landing point. The reality here was Washington made an offer, maybe inched it up a hair. This offer has been there, and I think, you know, Terry's side got to the finish line where it's like, all right, we got to get ready to play now. And they signed it. And Terry's just got a ton of cash into his bank account,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot more cash to come.
Yep.
And, you know, I
that's all that matters. I mean, the amount of money, like, this is the money that's going to go into the account by the end of next year. The 30 is in there now. 27 plus being in again. That all money was moved up quicker than it would have been. So they're going to be the people trying to say, oh, he didn't win it. Who cares? Both of them won. You got a guy for an extension that's going to be relatively team friendly, and he got an extension that got more money in his account than he was going to get. So both people came out on top.
That's
all that matters.
Right. And like, I know that there are a lot of folks that are really caught up in the numbers. We did, when I was on Channel 4 the other day, you know, like we do our B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day. They do a poll, like it updates throughout the newscast.
Uh-huh.
And the question was, this is when Terry signed on Monday. The question was, you know, how do you feel about the Terry McLaurin contract? And the options were like, say it was ecstatic, happy. One of the options was overpaid, and a bunch of people were saying overpaid. And I don't know that I'm supposed to do this at Channel 4, but I started yelling. And I was like, you don't know what the real numbers are. He's not being overpaid. Like, the initial offer
even
is never the real
number. Even if the numbers were exactly 32 a year, he's not overpaid.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand those people who think they have the damn right to say someone is overpaid. Hell, the people that said he's overpaid, they're probably overpaid in their damn job. Let's be true.
Right.
I mean, half the people that have jobs that like to talk about athletes and their money, you're not very good at your own damn job. Let's stop it. Please.
Well, I also think it's like, I understand if people were concerned about what the money could have been 3 years from now if Terry's 33. But you also got to keep in mind, the cap will be significantly higher in 3 years.
The cap will be significantly higher.
Like, they're making $1 billion from YouTube now. Like, all that revenue gets shared.
Bro, my thing is, if he comes out this year, balls, comes out next year, balls. I know what everybody, no one is going to say his age if he's balling, right? No one. So my hope is that, this is when I find out that people are not necessarily fans. They're antagonists. That's all they are. So I hope this dude comes out and ball like he did last year, this year. And I hope the same thing happened next year. And I hope that he's still balling when he come up on that third year. And you know what they say? Oh, let us give you another extension. It's going to be a smaller salary, but we're going to give you some money up front right now. It's both team-friendly and player-friendly, right?
Yep.
That's what I hope. That's a fan. So all these people that try to sit up here and tell me, I'm the biggest fan, I'm a true fan. No, you're not. You just want to be able to say what the hell you want to say. I don't want nobody to tell you something about it. But I have a problem with it, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. I don't care if you on this side of the mic or the other side of the mic. If you say dumbass stuff, I'm going to tell you something about it.
There you have it. They got the roster down to 53 on the active yesterday. The practice squad will get finalized at 1 o'clock today, I believe is the time. There's a Nats game today, so you'll be listening to Nats radio. But I have some thoughts just about the initial roster cuts. Not a lot. The big news was made last week when they traded Brian Robinson to San Fran. Like, that was the only real surprise to me of this offseason. And that became a lot less surprising when it became relatively obvious it was happening, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
it became obvious. Stanning kind of reported it early, said it was a possibility. And then you started to like hear different things when they didn't play him Monday night against the Bengals. I think I tweeted out, he's not playing means he's not staying. Like that was when things were done. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we find out he didn't come to the game and then he wasn't at subsequent practices. That was like your big surprise of this training camp season. Terry, frankly, did exactly what I expected. I got a picture of it. Sean Yancey, who you know, Sean's mm-hmm. the best. This was like 3 weeks ago. I was doing Channel 4, and she asked us on air to make a prediction when Terry would sign. Mm-hmm. And Unyang, God love her, predicted like July 10th. Like she just wanted it done.
She wanted it done. She doesn't care.
My guess was August 24th. Mm-hmm. Terry signed August 25th. So that was really my – what happened with Terry is what I expected.
Yeah.
And kind of what I was told throughout the process, this is going to get done. The numbers you hear are crazy. Don't listen to them. It'll get to the finish line, and it'll be team-friendly and Terry-friendly, and everybody can move forward. So –
that's the old saying, shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you end up among the stars. You always ask for more than you're willing to settle for. So this is where I have a problem with most people. When a guy normally asks for something and he end up getting a deal, and it's normally less than what you asked for. Normally it is. That's normally right where you wanted to be or where you thought you would be. If you have very, very smart people around it, they always ask for astronomical things, knowing that you're going to come somewhere. There's a asking point, an offering point, and a settling point. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you go for if I was like playing ball today, and I want 10, I'm asking for 15, maybe 16 and a half. They may come in and say 8. If we end up getting that 10, I'm satisfied. The rest of the people could say what the hell they want to say, because you don't even know what my honeypot was. You get what I'm saying? Let's go to the honeypot now.
You love the honeypot.
Okay. So if I have a number that will satisfy me and my family, I don't care what you say and think. And the problem is, I understand, listen, man, fans, you all make this thing go. But you know what? You don't have control over everything. You want respect, give respect to the same people that you want respect from, and this thing will work out better. But you get fan and media people who want to sit up here and say what you want, and then when you want something done, you want them to bow down to you and give you everything you want. To hell with that. I've been dealing with this a long time. I did media while I played, and I knew how to deal with people. And you know what I do a lot when I talk to players individually? I let them know who the asses are on this side of the mic, on this side of the job. So be careful with them and watch them.
Yeah, I mean, players know also.
Well, they know. But you can help them out a lot, too. So. Right. That I have said, my job is to help educate fans and players, and I damn sure try.
I want to get into roster, just my thoughts on the roster, and I'm curious yours as well. But I before we get to that, obviously, really sad news yesterday. Yes. Rick Snyder passed away. Rick is a guy that had covered.
I mean, I was playing.
Yeah. I mean, when did you first meet Rick?
Oh, it was way back, man. You know, I would see Rick all the time. And the thing of it is, like, let's see, people have their way, whether it's good or bad. But the one thing I love about Rick, he was consistent in what he was. He didn't go wishy-washy and change up for folks. So you have to respect that. You know, we talked to the coach yesterday about Pete Mayhurst. Yep. Same way. But when you listen, bro, I don't have to agree with everything a person does, but I can highly respect the hell out of somebody. And I think that's how I was with both of those guys, where they stuck by who they were. So you get to know who they are, and you judge a person based off of what they consistently are. People that are one person one day and another person the next day, to hell with you. I don't give a damn about you.
Rick was always himself. I shared many a sideline, many a press box. When I was, you know, new covering the team, he was cool and kind. You know, I remember as a kid, it's funny, I'm going back through my DMs with Rick now. look, I might get emotional here.
Hey, man, let it flow.
When we announced,
that's when you know your man, let it fly.
When we announced we were starting the radio show, B, he sent me a note. He said, "Congrats, JP. Don't let Brian push you around. He's really a softy. When you need a guest to say Brian should be in the Hall of Fame, I'm around."
Rick, why was Rick trying to put my business out there? You and Rick the same people putting my business out there. I'm not a softy.
Yeah,
I respect people until I'm disrespected.
gosh, May 15th, 2020.
Man, that's a long time.
He sent me a note. Congrats on the Emmy. You do good work. Old newspaper man in you. Once upon a time, I was a writer. You know, gosh, this is, I shouldn't have pulled this up on the air.
Yeah, we need to see this side of you.
You know, Rick was very kind and he didn't always have to be. I remember as a kid, you know, this really was, especially for football coverage, a two newspaper town. And the Post was always the lead dog, but the Times football coverage was excellent. And, you know, Rick drove that coverage. It was him and Elfin for a long time, and then Rick was a columnist. You know, gosh, now I'm getting back to when Tandler passed. Good God here. I think, you know, what Tandler would tell you is Snyder gave him a chance. Rich Tandler was like an uncredentialed media member. Hmm. He was kind of just a fan with a blog and then was able to break through. Was able to break through because I believe, if I have my facts right, Snyder got him credentialed for this Warpath magazine that he used to run.
Okay.
and it was, you know, he...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He was, there's a lot of gatekeeping in media. And it's like I always say, the NFL is a self-preservation league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys want to stay in the league as much as they can.
Media is too.
Media is the same. There's a lot of gatekeeping. And and one thing I've never tried to do in my career is be a gatekeeper. Like if people have opinions and you value them, like interact, like, I was a blogger. I was a podcaster. Like my path wasn't necessarily traditional and there were people that were cool with that. And there were people that pushed back along the way. That certainly happened too.
Rick, I dealt with that.
Rick
people
was
got mad at me. Rick, I was in the media longer than them. I've been in the media longer than most guys have been living and they have to try and tell me, well, you were a player. Yeah. But I've been doing this longer than your ass been living. You need to learn something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't just play. I played, but I was able to jump to this side and been doing this since 1992. It's a long damn time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the thing of it is, when you see someone coming along with a certain level of talent, you offer your wisdom. You offer information. You offer ideas. You offer your help. If they just poo-poo it, then let them go and learn how to swim on their own. But those that seem to offer the help and you listen to them, listen, guys aren't trying to help you just for the hell of it. They telling you what works and what doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of younger people think they invented the damn wheel. You ain't invent no wheel, dude.
April 14th, 2017. JP, sorry to hear of your father's passing. My dad died in 1989, and still hardly a day goes by that I don't think about him. He thought football was dumb. We watched one Redskins game together on TV, Super Bowl VII loss. But a couple years ago, I was driving home after finally being cleared from skin cancer and found myself singing my dad's favorite country song that I hated. Suddenly realized dad came by to make sure I was okay. So they're still with us, and I hope you have good memories of him. Saying the same thing about you now, Rick. Safe home, man. Totally. Thanks for everything.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.